Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light shine. Treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us, is from God and not from us. We are on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our bodies, in jars of clay. Let light shine out of darkness. Treasure be found in jars of clay. Let light shine out of darkness. Let life come from death. And treasure be found.
Surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Joy set before Him, endured the cross, down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart, so you will not lose heart. Ever since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary, weary and lose heart, so you will not.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. These words are from Colossians 3, verses 16 and 17, and I think that they do a good job of expressing our purpose for this scripture tape.
This is a collection of passages from the Bible that we, or Doug and Joanne, have set to music. We want to share them with you. We hope that you will hear God speaking to your heart through his word, as he's done with us.
We also hope that, like Isaiah has written, your spirit will soar on wings like eagles and will be renewed in strength as you hope in the Lord.
The song that we'll begin with is from Isaiah 40, called Do You Not Know?
Thank you. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient. thankful, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thanks for letting us do that. On your day, your big triumph day.